So in the beginning, before the creation, God is existing and after the creation, when the creation is annihilated, He will be existing. This is called transcendental.
Report. The position of the Lord is always transcendental, because the causal and effectual energies required for the creation
for creating this heart, it was impersonal. There was no hand, there was no neck, there was no body, the same cloth. But the tailor, according to the body, made a covering of this hand, and this looks like a hand. This covering of the chest looks like a chest. Therefore, the impersonal means the material covering. Otherwise, spirit soul is personal. Let's say you go to the tailor, according to your body, the tailor will cut a coat. This coat, ingredients of the coat, the cloth, that is impersonal. But it is made like a person, covering of the person. In other words, the spirit soul is person. As much as God is also person. In person means the covering. Try to understand. The covering is impersonal, not the living being who is covered. He is not impersonal. He is personal. Very simple example. The coat shirt is impersonal. But the man who is putting on coat on, he is not impersonal. He is personal. So, how God can be impersonal? The material energy is impersonal. That is explained. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktamurti. This jagat is abhaktam, impersonal. And that is also energy of Krishna. Therefore he says, I am expanded in the impersonal form. That impersonal feature is Krishna's energy. So the material covering is impersonal. But the spirit soul or the super soul is personal. Any question in this? This is very intricate question. Anyone? If there is any difficulty to understand.
Because I have heard so many of these so-called yogis and swamis speaking in English about Gita or this and that, but they cannot explain. They have not even an inkling.
No, how they can explain?
They don't have an inkling.
They cannot touch even Bhagavad Gita. They have no qualification.
They are
speaking of Bhagavad Gita is artificial.
Yes.
They cannot speak because the real qualification, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktosi, one must be devotee, then he can touch what is Bhagavad Gita.
Even in Mayapur, when we went to visit that time, Sridhar Swami's ashram, and he spoke something in English, and some other man spoke in English. they cannot explain like you. You are the only one that when you speak this knowledge, it becomes immediately enters into the ear and into the heart, and then it is realized.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Vishakha, you think also like that?
Without a doubt.
हम शिमला गए हम तो टाउन में ऐसे थोड़ा घूम रहे थे तो वहाँ थोड़ी थक गए तो रेस्ट करने लग गए मैं और ब्रह्मानंद स्वामी हम दोए तो थे बस फिर थोड़ा लेक्चर शुरू हो गया बैठे तो कहने लगे कौन है सन्यासी महाराज है ये है वो बस बातें चलती चलती किसके फॉलोअर हैं ये ऐसी भक्ति विदान स्वामी प्रभुपाद जी की है बस कहाँ ये क्या भक्ति है अभी मिनटों के अंदर इतना जंग वहाँ खड़ा इकट्ठा हो गया कि बस देख लो अपनी अपना बात बात तो कर रहे थे लेकिन उन सब के दांत ऐसे परमानंद स्वामी जी ने ऐसे इकट्ठे कर दिए सब वो इस तरह प्लीज रिक्वेस्ट सॉरी ये वो करने लगे कि हमने जो आपके सामने कुछ भी कहा हम नॉलेज नहीं रखते हमको क्षमा करना और हम ये चाहते हैं कि आप हमारे इस यहाँ आकर प्रोग्राम दीजिए हमारे पास तो टाइम ही नहीं था हम एक दिन तो रहे हैं वहाँ लेकिन वो इतने इच्छुक थे कि भी हमारे यहाँ जरूर प्रोग्राम रखिए हमको जो आपने नॉलेज पाई है हम भी चाहते हैं कि भी हमको वो हम भी उसको ग्रहण करें और हमारे बच्चे हमारे ये शिमला लोग सब उसको प्राप्त कर सके यहाँ तक अपने अंकल है मेरे वहाँ उनको कहकर आई हूँ कि वहाँ एक चर्च है बिल्कुल टॉप के ऊपर मैं वो मैंने बोला कहीं वो कोई लेने वाला ना हो तो उसकी बातचीत करके रखना हम फिर बात करेंगे आपके साथ सो उनको कहकर ही आए हैं बस अभी वो चर्च मिल जाए तो बस
वी कैन टेल दैट यू आर द ओनली वन हु इज स्पीकिंग द रियल नॉलेज Because you have created disciples that follow that knowledge, that follow the injunctions of the Shastras. The others could not do that. When I visited Rishikesh, they did not want to allow me to sleep in the ashrams. You have to get a special police permission.
What?
All foreigners. Because Maharishi and Bal Yogi and all of them, all of their disciples have created such a disturbance. They bring this marijuana, They bring liquor, someone's caught with big guns, all kinds of disturbance, walking with no clothes in public, this and that. So many disturbance.
What?
In Rishikesh, Hardwar. So they have become so upset with the foreigners that any foreigner who comes, he must get a police statement from the captain that he can come to stay in the ashram, a special permission.
Which ashram? What is that ashram?
Any ashram, Gita Bhavan, Swarg, anywhere on Swarg Ashram or in Rishikesh, you have to get a special permission. That Gita Bhavan, that is Paramatma Niketan, all of them, you have to get a special permission. I stayed up till 11:30 at night trying to see the police captain to get a permission to stay in the ashram. They were going to make me sleep in the street. Because all the foreigners, all these bogi yogis, their foreign disciples have caused so much disturbance. But none of your disciples have done that. All of your disciples follow the injunctions of Shastra. Therefore, we can understand that what you're speaking is being realized in the heart because it's creating real devotees. Where the others cannot create devotees, they can only create big bank balance.
हम इस बार कुंभ के मेले पर गए थे हमने अपना ये प्रोग्राम सबने मिस किया है कभी सब जाते हैं तो बहुत अच्छा प्रोग्राम होने वाला था बहुत कुछ वहां बहुत बड़ी एडवर्टाइज हो जानी थी लेकिन कुछ मिस कर गए वैसे हम जो गए थे हम तो दो तीन डिवोटी थे जो गए थे
जस्ट लाइक माय आई हैव गॉट माय कॉन्शियसनेस आई फील पेन्स एंड प्लेजर यू फील पेन्स एंड प्लेजर
फोर
बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली आई एम थिंकिंग दिस इज अमेरिकन पेन्स एंड प्लेजर दिस इज इंडियन पेन्स एंड प्लेजर इज द सेम It is neither American nor African. Pains and pleasure is the same. So, as soon as this consciousness that I am feeling American pains, American pleasure, as soon as this is over, then we come to the original consciousness. Because consciousness cannot be American or African. If I pinch you, the pain felt by you is the same when I pinch the African.
Yes.
So therefore the consciousness is the same. artificially we are thinking that American consciousness, African consciousness. Actually, that is not the position. Simply, this misunderstanding has to be cleared up. That is called Chetadarpanamarjana. Is it not a fact?
Oh, yes, sure.
The consciousness of feeling pains and pleasure, can it be American or Indian?
No. No,
it is the same. Artificially, we are thinking it is American pain or it is Indian pain. That is artificial. This artificial covering has to be removed. Then we come to Krishna consciousness. Feelings, consciousness is not American, African or Indian. Consciousness is the same. When you feel hungry, is that Americans feel a different way? Hungry. No. The African feels in a different way. The hungry appetite is the same. Now if you say this is American appetite and this is Indian appetite, that is artificial. So when you do not go to the artificial platform, that is Krishna consciousness. That is explained in Narad Pancharatra. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesa sevanam bhaktirishchat. When we become free from these artificial designations, American consciousness, Indian consciousness, African consciousness. There is no such thing. This is artificial. Even bird and beast, they also feel consciousness, pains and pleasure. Just like when there is scorching heat, you feel some pain. Is that American, Indian or African? Scorching heat is everything. Feeling. If you say that I am feeling scorching heat American way, kyun ji?
Haan ji.
Aisa ho sakta hai?
Nahin ho sakta.
You say, simply these are artificial. And everything is depending on consciousness. Everything depending on consciousness. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the original standard consciousness. So, we are given the name Krishna consciousness, very, what is called, thoughtfully, that original consciousness is Krishna consciousness.